Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter. We've got Mo Stewart back, thank Christ, because I've got a lot of names on this week's show for you, and I haven't YouTubed the ass off them yet, but I know Mo will have done so. Josh Williams has probably also YouTubed the ass off them, and as for Neil Atko Atkinson, well, who knows? And Luke's producing, making his debut as the Gutter's producer, and we're all very excited for Luke and for ourselves. Okay, let's move on swiftly. The main thread of this show is to talk about the Darwin Núñez elephant in the room. Darwin stormed off the pitch at the end of the match on Sunday. People read stuff into that. Darwin went home, got busy on his Instagram, deleted all of his LFC-related posts, and therefore fueled some rumours. So what we're going to do is discuss those rumours, discuss whether we would sell Darwin or not, and then contemplate what life without Darwin would look like and what LFC would do about it, and drill down, deep dive into the names that Liverpool could go for. But let's just start with how we're reading what's happened. Josh, let me start with you about this one. Hold your horses on whether you want Darwin to go or not, because I know your view on this. I will give you the chance. No. Are people reading too much into it? I mean, Darwin has given them room to read too much into it, but are they reading too much into it?
I think it sums him up as a player, I'll say that. I think he's quite clearly very emotional person. I don't know why he's done it, you know, God knows why he's done it, but he plays like that on the pitch where he's very high, very low at times, and as I say, emotional finisher and things like that. He's not particularly cold when he gets presented with opportunities where he needs to be, you know, like a Jota, for example. I think Jota's very cold when it comes to his finishing. But, you know, it's probably not done him any favours, because obviously people are now talking about this sort of thing where, you know, is his future in doubt? Should we sell him? Should we take a bid for him? I'm not sure how much it'd take for people to start seriously thinking about it and things like that. But yeah, it does kind of sum him up for me, which I think if he's going to evolve into the player we expect him to become, we hope he becomes, he's got to not lose this side, because I think it's part of the reason we love him. It's part of the reason why he fits Liverpool as a club almost, as like a player with character, basically, a player with personality. But just that emotional side to him is almost what's holding them back, maybe in certain moments when it comes to finishing his chances, at least.